Hello and welcome to Cone 11 Forced Air number 3, Collector's Edition, as I'm not sure just how many more of these I'm going to be doing. Brought to you by john-norris.net, that's still just me, I'm John. It's November 30th, 2004, 25 more firing days till Christmas, you best be wedging while I do the surfing. Why Cone 11? Because it's hotter. An introspective week 4 on clay art. The personal aesthetic topic gave us 13 replies and spawned several other threads. Our guru Mel poses the thought for reflection. What are our personal aesthetics that rule our decision-making process? Bill responds, though we may copy others, our pots are not really duplicates. Tony draws Zenward with, our pots are just like us. Elizabeth flows with, just as one can change, our pots can change as well. Further, don't fear change and reaching beyond what you think you are. Lee strikes a note of caution. The pots that one thinks historically speak for oneself may, in fact, have a different history altogether. That's clay art, available at ceramics.org. Meanwhile, those hardworking folks over at rec.crafts.pottery are staying busy. Steve wants to make a dark red slip, and it's garnered 13 replies for the biggest thread of the week. He has a red brick slip for cone 6 that he likes a lot and uses an electric kiln. However, it's not so good for throwing as it has too much sand and grog. Some of the replies include crystal, suggesting that the use of clay he likes, and then the red brick as slip, just be sure to sieve the sand out, or maybe even use a terra sigillata with the red brick. Steve comes up with, dry out the clay you like, weigh it, sieve out the sand and grog, add about 10% colorant, and you've got the slip. Redwood K1 suggests asking your replier for the same old clay, but with the sand and grog removed. And there was a couple of back and forths about terra sigillata. You could see that coming from a mile away, including a surprising suggestion of using car antifreeze as a defloculant. However, we would caution you, as car antifreeze is probably toxic. Nothing says thread like terra sigillata. That's Google Groups, rec.crafts.pottery. And now it's time for the weekly clay art market watch thing. Searching for studio pottery in the pottery and glass sections of eBay gives us a high of $1,450 for a Petrino Christ, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, that's $800 down from last week's high. However, the low is at 59 cents for a studio pottery vase, which is 51 cents higher than last week. That's it for this week's Market Watch. Going over to Ceramics Today, taking it right off their newsletter for this week, a problem with cobalt, studio potter and author of Safety in Ceramic Studio, Jeff Zamek, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, comes up with a very good article about cobalt and litigation. Let's just say that cobalt is better for you than litigation. Artist of the week is Indian studio potter Madhav Subramaniani, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, who gives us simple but not simplistic forms and decoration. Website of the week is Jan Kulwitz, again I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly, who offers classic wood fire vessels. The odd spot is just too good. I'll read it straight from the Ceramics the Ceramics Today newsletter. The WTO, also known as the World Toilet Organization, has just concluded its World Toilet Summit 2004 in Beijing, China. Hot topics include toilet management, hygiene, toilet design, and energy-saving measures. Participants are dedicated to the development of world toilets and discuss the trends of world toilet development and the latest toilet technology. All that at odd spots and Ceramics Today.com. We've been listening to two songs, Whistler and Squeakers by _AA_. Their website is www.anal0g.org. And they've released their songs under an attribution share-alike license, just as this podcast is. Again, I'm John at john-norris.net. Stop by and see me sometime. And remember, December 1st is a day without art. Thank you.